Și bună băi să amig doș, mei dovei o mei nu, de sere călăche nu de soi rosă ho. Și bună băi să amig doș, mei dovei o mei nu, iro suer miro buona cuora soi.
Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. What is this, show number 222? Wow, time certainly is flying by, isn't it? Well, I returned from Israel on Tuesday and had a fantastic trip. I won't go into all the details. Of course, you heard during the first hour this wonderful meeting that I had with Eli Beer and the Hatzalah for Israel, and I'm so overwhelmed. I was telling a friend about it, and he said that he wanted to buy a one of those cycles, the Metacycle. It was fantastic. Oh well, you never know when the word gets out. I was saddened to learn while I was in Israel of the passing of Charlotte Wall, who is a dear friend and a great supporter of Israel and Americans for Safe Israel. She was a volunteer for many, many years, did wonderful, wonderful work as a volunteer. Many of you who attended our many demonstrations would see this little woman. Maybe she was about 4'10". Rather frail looking, but she was filled with spirit, and she was always out there with her voice and whatever energy she had fighting for Israel. So Charlotte's memory will live on, and I know that AFSI is planning something in the near future, which I'll be letting you know about. When I came home on Tuesday, it was just the night before, on Monday night, prior to going to the airport, our group stopped at the prison, Ofer Prison, where there was a massive demonstration demonstrating against the release of the terrorists. So if I may, just take a couple minutes to read this letter that I sent out to many, many Jewish papers and other English papers. I don't know at this point how many, if any, have published it or will publish it, but let me read it to you. Just bear with me. It's entitled Tragic Absurdity / Insanity. My last stop before arriving at Ben-Gurion Airport on Monday night was to join the massive rally at Ofer Prison, protesting the release of 26 more Arab terrorists. Speaker after speaker spoke of the brutal murder or maiming of a loved one, of innocent children, sons, daughters, husbands, and wives. Another 52 are to be released in the near future, and it is reported that every Arab terrorist will eventually be released as part of a peace deal, in quotes, peace deal. All of this simply to get the Arabs to get to the table to negotiate. Can you imagine? And what gestures are the Arabs making? Continued terrorism, continued calls for the destruction of Israel, continued preaching of hatred, particularly to children, continued glorification of martyrdom. The reality of the situation is revealed by the emblem of every Arab organization, a map showing all of Israel as the future state of Palestine. Palestine, in quotes. The only result of this absurd, insane gesture is the justification of more terror against Jews. Why wouldn't a jihadist be encouraged to commit more terrorist acts? What would he or she be risking if he knows that even if he is captured, he will eventually be released from prison as a gesture for peace? One can only wonder what horrific, useless pressure Kerry has forced upon Bibi to proceed with this mind-boggling absurdity. There is no, quote, peace partner, end of quote. God forbid a Palestinian state will become a reality. We know that it will simply be another Arab terrorist state dedicated to the destruction of Israel. Surely we know the value of the signature of any representative of the, quote, Palestinian people. Okay, that was my letter, and I just, wanting to be too repetitive, if you wanted to kill some Jews, what is going to be the penalty or the result, assuming that you're caught? You'll be in prison for a couple of years, and then as part of a peace gesture, you'll be released to go back to whatever place you came from, God forbid it's a Palestinian state, and continue with your terrorism. Is this the most absurd thing in the world that you've ever heard? Of course, the 1,000-plus terrorist murderers who were released for Gilad Shalit, that defies all reason. However, let's leave that aside. Now 104 terrorists, are being released just to get them to come to the table. And we know that there's not going to be any good results at the table. There's not going to be any peace partner. We know. And of course, we know what happened in Gush Katif when the Israelis pulled out and gave the land to the Arabs. More terror. And the only question in terms of a God forbid Palestinian state is which terrorist organization will be leading it, whether it will be Hezbollah or Hamas, PLO. It doesn't matter. They're all terrorists. Okay, got that off my chest. Let's go to Mordechai Hirschman. We haven't heard from Mordechai for a while. And this is his famous Akavya Ben Mahalalel. This is Mordechai Hirschman.
Da ole yo na to hoile li
Wonderful. Mordecai Hirschman. Don't he play enough of him? Well, I need 10 hours a day, you know, to play everyone. No, I'm not going to do it, but who knows? It's a dream. Anyway, the Ramatayim Men's Choir of Jerusalem. In September 1995, four enthusiasts gathered in the Ramot suburb of Jerusalem to sing choral pieces they recalled from synagogue services in their youth. Over the years, their number has grown to over 30 choristers, native Israelis and Olim, from four continents around the world who share a love of the great tradition of Jewish liturgical music and of singing together. Is that a great story? I must tell you, I'm waiting for that to happen here in America, here in the metropolitan area. If I ever had the wherewithal, because I know you got to have a choir director, and you need people with the commitment to come and to rehearse and constantly, you know, sing and improve over time as good wine does with age. And this Ramatayim choir is something that I really, really enjoy. You may know that from past programs. And the first selection that we'll be hearing with the Ramatayim Men's Choir is Uvnuchu Yomor, obviously, Yesler Rosenblatt's composition, and the soloist is Meir Dorfman. So let's go to Uvnuchu Yomor.
We are all. weg.
Yameno.
Okay, yeah, you can tell that was from a live performance. That was Meir Dorfman with the Ramatayim Choir, Ramatayim Men's Choir from Jerusalem. Okay, the next selection with Ramatayim is Pete Kuli Shari Tzedek from the Hallel Service. This is a composition by Sholom Secunda. Secunda was born in 1894. He died in 1975. He was known as a boy cantor. He served as music director of the Brooklyn Jewish Center in collaboration with cantor Richard Tucker. While I'm mentioning this, Richard Tucker, let me give you a heads up that on December 14th, it's a Saturday night at Parkey Synagogue, they'll have their annual cantorial concert, and it will be commemorating the 100th birth date of Richard Tucker. And besides the cantor of the shul, Ichimir Helfgott, Neil Shikoff, wonderful Metropolitan Opera tenor, and who's we'll hear, I'll tell you more about his bio in forthcoming weeks. And he was is the son of late cantor Sidney Shikoff, and I'll be playing recordings of cantor Sidney Shikoff in the upcoming weeks. Shikoff will be singing along with Helfgott at that concert, so it promises to be a wonderful evening. So let's hear the Ramatayim Choir with Boaz Waltz, W-U-L-T-Z, Boaz Waltz as the soloist.
Nagila, Nagila, Venis Mechabo.
One more selection of the Ramatayim choir from Jerusalem. This is Misho Oso Nisim from the Shabbat Mevorachim prayer. The composer was Avram Mordechai Himmelstein, born in 1905 and died in 1974. He was born in Warsaw, Poland. He joined the synagogue choir when he was six, and by the age of 14, he was conducting four-voice choirs, accompanying cantors such as Sirota and Moshe Kusevitsky. And let's see, in 1936, he turned down an offer to teach at Poland State Academy and moved to South Africa, luckily. There he served as choir director for decades, notably at Johannesburg's Great Synagogue. And the cantor, soloist with the choir, will be Chaim Adler. And yes, when I left for Israel, I had spoken to cantor Adler, hoping to see him on Shabbos, but unfortunately he became ill, was not able to be there for Shabbos. But there was a young guy from the choir, I can't think of his name at the moment, but he was excellent. Okay, they have a lot of talent in that synagogue, great synagogue. Okay, Ramatayim Choir with Chaim Adler, Mi She'oso Nisim.
Thank you.
I love a choir. I really do. And someday we'll have a real choir. Chaimov does a wonderful job at West Hampton, and he brings together some excellent talent. And Park East has a choir, and there isn't that much else around. And, well, what can you do? You can only pray. No, I don't want to just pray. I'd like to see it happen. Anyway, we haven't heard from Moshe Oysher for a while, and this is Yibona Beis HaMikdash, the unusual voice of Oysher.
Be so beira, ai da te beira, que me ajudam o chonim cadmonio.
Okay. You know, as I was listening to this, I was realizing that Hanukkah is just around the corner. Of course, Moshe Osher has his wonderful Hanukkah party and with his daughter. I can't remember the daughter's name at the moment, but we'll be hearing more of him. It's around the corner. 3 weeks? 3 or 4 weeks? My gosh. Thanksgiving, yes. I got to start playing some Hanukkah music coming up. But let's hear one more selection from Moshe Osher and his unique presentation, if you will. This is Av HaRachamim.
Oh, you.
Now that was Moshe Oysher. One of the interesting things about the recording, of course, is you had the instrumentalization there, but it didn't quite overpower the way some of the recordings are coming out lately, where instead of accompanying the cantor, it's the cantor accompanying the orchestra, which I find... well, let's just say it's not to my liking, if you will. But there are some really wonderful recordings. Get into that discussion some other time. Okay, Avram Weingarten, a voice teacher, a noted voice teacher from Lakewood, came out with a recording a couple of years ago. I haven't played him for a while. Let's hear Shomer Yisrael. This is Avram Weingarten.
Amen.
Avraham Weingarten. One more selection. This will be Hamavdil.
Hamavdil ben koyedesh lechoil, chatois einu huyim lechoil. Tzareinu vechaspeinu yar bekachoil, vechakoy chovim baloilo.
Yeah.
in menu khosi yo gati bian khosi aste be kholaylo
Garten. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoy this second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know, it was a little offbeat, I guess. Ramatayim, Oysher Weingarten, whatever. It's soul music as far as I'm concerned. Of course, Hirschman, without saying. So thanks for joining with me. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. By the way, if you are not receiving my cantorial calendar, obviously you're listening to this program on the computer. You've gone to my homepage. In the upper left-hand corner is a little box. Just put your email address in there and be part of the monthly, it's usually a monthly newsletter calendar that tells you what's going on in the world of Chazanis. Thanks for joining with me. You remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Shalom, everyone. Thank you.